This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Yesterday, President Biden announced an additional $800 million in military aid for Ukraine, along with $500 million to help Ukraine's economy. That is on top of last week's package of another $800 million, bringing the total to more than $3 billion in military aid since Russia's invasion. The recent packages have begun to include some major U.S. weapons. Mark Kancian is a retired Marine colonel and senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the addition of those weapons shows the U.S. is anticipating a long war ahead. Colonel Mark Kancian joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, sure thing. The U.S. has been arming Ukraine now for months, but have we seen a change in what kind of military aid the U.S. has been providing?
We have seen a change. Early on, the United States provided munitions and supplies that could be used immediately because the concern was that the Russians might win a quick victory. The Ukrainians were desperately trying to hold back Russian advance. As a result, these early packages had munitions like the Javelin and like Stingers, which are relatively easy to train troops on and can be employed relatively quickly, in addition to logistics and supplies like helmets, flak jackets, night vision goggles, personal protective gear, that sort of thing. These last two packages include major weapon systems like howitzers and armored personnel carriers, as well as Soviet-era equipment such as T-72 tanks, Mi-17 aircraft, and likely fighter jets. All of these will take some time to get to the Ukrainians. They have to be maintained. And then in the case of the U.S. equipment, we have to train Ukrainians on it. This is a process that will take weeks, if not months, to fully complete. That implies the United States is thinking this might be a long war.
Does the fact that these weapons require more training mean we will see Americans on the ground doing that training in Ukraine?
Well, we're not going to see Americans on the ground in Ukraine. We're going to see Ukrainians on the ground in the United States. The plan is that we will train Ukrainians to operate and maintain this equipment, which will take several weeks, if not months. But we will do that either in the United States, which is the most likely, or possibly in some bases in Europe. But the administration has been quite clear that we're not going to send U.S. forces into Ukraine to conduct this training or to participate in military operations.
If this conflict is going to go on for quite some time, I mean, do you think we're going to see these military aid packages continue at the same pace indefinitely?
Absolutely. We had been providing aid at the rate of about $50, $55 million a day. These latest packages increased that to about $100 million a day. I don't see how we can step back from our support of the Ukrainians, given the commitments the administration has made. President Zelensky has been emphatic about the need for a continuing flow of equipment and supplies. And I think that's going to continue as long as the war continues.
When we offer weapons in this way, I mean, I imagine they have to get replaced. Does this mean the defense industry is also sort of ramping up?
It will. Most of this equipment will need to be replaced, and Congress has provided funds to do that. I expect that they will provide more as the war goes on and more equipment is transferred. It will take some time for that to occur. Just to use one example, the Javelins, we've transferred something like 7,000 Javelins, maybe a third of our inventory, to Ukraine. We've only been building Javelins at the rate of about 1,000 a year. Now we can ramp that up, but it's going to take several years to replace the inventory. For other elements, we can probably replace them more quickly, the howitzers, for example. But there are some other elements that can't be replaced very quickly. The Stingers, for example, are no longer in production, so we're going to have to wait until the next version of that comes out. So bottom line, yes, all of this will be replaced, but it may take several years to do that.
You know, in the rest of the economy, supply chain problems have been a huge influence over the past couple of years. And I just wonder if the defense industry, in having to respond to this crisis so quickly, also has supply chain problems.
It does. I think the problems are not as severe as in the civilian sector because the military had some awareness of supply chain vulnerabilities and was trying to make its supply chains more resilient even before the pandemic, but there will be some slowdown. I know that everybody's competing for chips and the military will be part of that. So there will be some slowdown, but I think the military has some resilience against that.
Mark Kancian is a retired Marine colonel and a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.